Well, there must be something about Christos Tsolkos. His first novel became a movie, Head On, with Alex Dimitriadis. And a lot of you will remember his best-selling book and top-rating ABC TV drama series, The Slap. Well, now his novel, Dead Europe, is on the silver screen.
I smoked my first cigarette at your Uncle Paul's house in Melbourne. Remember?
That's right. You threw up.
Because the place was disgusting. That's why.
My father asked me to give this to you. It was Vasilis. My mom wanted to throw it away. She hated the communists.
That's an excerpt from the new movie Dead Europe, based on the novel from Christos Tsolkos. Julie Rigg, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Now, the themes in Dead Europe are curses, communism, and virile anti-Semitism. It sounds pretty confronting.
Well, beyond that, gay sex, child prostitution.
So it's not light and fluffy.
It's not a light and fluffy film. It's one of the most confronting films I've seen come out of Australia for quite a while, but also one of the most intelligent, I think. Tsolkos raised a lot in his novel, and he was very happy when Tony Kravitz approached him to adapt, and I think the result is a triumph, actually.
I think it's fair to say that Christos does do confronting too. Head On was confronting, The Slap was confronting on many levels. Talking about Tony Kravitz, he directed it, he made The Tall Man. He's directed this, but he's also adapted the screenplay.
With Louise Fox, yes.
Much poetic license taken, much difference?
Look, they said this novel was unadaptable. It has so many...
Oh, really?
Many strands. Yes, Tony and Christos both say they thought that, but, you know, Tony then thought he had a way. What's missing are a lot of the strands back in the past in the village. There's enough there for us to find out what did happen, as opposed to the stories that Isaac, the hero's father, the Greek communist in Australia, had told him. And it's pretty shocking stuff. But there's a whole sense in this film that the past is always in the present.
Let's fill people in on the story a little, because it's Isaac, who you mentioned, is played by Ewan Leslie, who's, we've just been watching be Matt Peacock in The Devil's
Dust. I had problems with that. I remember Matt doing those stories, and I always thought he had needed a telephone implant because he was constantly on the phone.
The only thing Matt told me was he didn't have sides quite like that. But Isaac is a Greek gay young man, Australian, in his 20s. He takes his father's ashes back to his old village in Greece.
Yeah, and his mother tries to stop him. He learns that the family is cursed, but it takes him a long while to really discover what the curse was about. And in a sense, what this film is saying is that unless we confront the past, we're doomed to repeat it. It does reach into the present constantly. I conducted a Q&A at the Jewish Film Festival last week with Tony. It was one of the most vigorous Q&As I've ever conducted. This was a fairly elderly, conservative, very pro-Israeli audience, and they were confronted by some of the things in the film, as was I. And so the only way I could see through it, and I know Tony is dead straight and open about his ideas, is like, well, I'm shocked. What are you... Tell us your feelings. It was very, very interesting. This is a film designed to provoke debate. Excellent performances, just not from Ewan Leslie, but from Martin Tsolkos as his elder brother, and Cody Smit-McPhee. There's a boy, Joseph, whom Isaac first meets on the streets of Athens and who starts to haunt him. And we meet him again.
Okay, and it's 5 minutes to nine on Breakfast. Julie Rigg joins us talking movies, because some new movies hitting the cinema near you this week. That's the Australian, new Australian film, Dead Europe.
Can I just add something quickly? Someone should give Cody Smit-McPhee some comedy. You know, since he's made his debut in Romulus, My Father, he's been in The Road, about the end of civilization, Matching Jack, where he died of cancer, Let the Right One In, where he was a tragic boy vampire, and now Dead Europe, Europe.
What about a nice pirate movie?
You know, any more of this and we'll have to call in the social worker.
Well, I'm sure you've given someone an idea. Talking about comedies just briefly, three comedies out this week too, Julie?
Yep, yeah. The one I like best is one from Ken Loach. Now, you might think a comedy from Ken Loach.
I was just about to say.
Contradiction in terms. He did make a memorable one back in the early 90s, Riff Raff, with Ricky Tomlinson. This is a story about a bunch of people doing community service orders for various crimes and a whiskey heist. And I must say, it has some delicious moments. I also learnt quite a bit about the manufacture of whiskey, so it's instructive well as diverting.
Okay. That's Ken Loach's new one. It's called The Angel's Share, is that right?
That's right.
And the other one, a new Australian movie from the novel written by Christos Tsolkas. It's called Dead Europe. Julie Regg joining you with Movie Time at 5:30 this afternoon right here on RN. Thanks, Julie.